And now we have with us in our studio this evening one of the senior officials of the Grand Trunk Western, Mr. Frank R. Locke, who is the industrial commissioner, comes from Detroit. Just what is the industrial department of a railroad, Mr. Locke?
Considered as one of the major operations of the Grand Trunk Western Railroad is their industrial department, which was created for the purpose of cooperating with communities in which the rails serve and the industrial development of those communities by endeavoring to interest producers, manufacturers, and any other line of industry that will provide employment, traffic, etc. The Grand Trunk Western Industrial Department keep an up-to-date record of all vacant properties, plants, etc., and a comprehensive survey is made periodically of all industrial properties considered available and suited for industrial use. We keep in close contact with civic officials, making town plans and town surveys, boards of commerce and trades, in cooperation with industrial real estate brokers. The industrial department, upon securing a lead or an inquiry, work with the industry from the first contact until they're actually located.
Well now, Mr. Locke, do the inquiries which you receive usually come from the industries?
Yes, they usually come that way, but through agents and various boards of commerce. But
what do you mean by an agent?
A broker, usually a real estate broker.
I see. Now, just how do you go about it to follow up such an inquiry?
Knowing the requirements of the firm, we furnish a list of available properties, buildings, and the necessary data pertaining to labor, power, utilities, such as water and drainage. We also indicate how the property can be served with sidetrack facilities. Unless a specific town is mentioned, we furnish particulars of all properties considerable suitable in the cities and towns served by the railroad.
And then what's the next step after that?
We follow up with a personal call to provide any additional information the firm may desire.
Well, now, Mr. Locke, what role does the local Chamber of Commerce or Board of Trade play in this?
They're contacted almost immediately and brought into the picture to offer further assistance and information that will be helpful toward having such an industry located in their town.
After the firm has made its decision, do you have any further responsibility that is in your department, Mr. Locke?
Yes, we contact our engineering and operating department and work out the best manner in which the property can be served with track facilities. Estimates of the cost of this work are compiled, plans submitted, and agreements drafted.
Mr. Locke, is industry moving into Michigan or out of Michigan these days?
I would say that industry is moving into Michigan.
Why is that?
To be closer to the source of production. Take, for instance, the automobile industry. Small parts and various items used in automobile manufacture can be made more advantageously close to the points where automobiles are assembled. Warehouses are being established also, so that distribution can be more easily arranged. Michigan is very centrally located between two great markets, Detroit and Chicago, and that's another advantage.
What are some of the chief Michigan products which your railroad carries?
Automobiles, food products, agricultural implements, machinery, motors, furniture, oil, paper, stoves, and furnaces. These are among the chief items.
Thank you, Mr. Locke, for being with us. And that brings to a close our story of the Grand Trunk Western.